This is KRA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Head Start of Greater Dallas is just one of the many education agencies that's had to close indefinitely as the coronavirus continues to spread. More than 40 Head Start centers in North Texas serve 2,800 kids. I talked to one parent about what this means for her family. Kim Germany is a full-time doctoral student and works as a part-time teaching assistant. She also has two kids, a 5 and 11-year-old. Now that all of them are under one roof, it's been a juggling act.
It's just trying to find that balance now because with my older son, who's 11, they actually are doing Google Classroom. So I'm having to help him with his work, still teach my students, still do my own homework, as well as teach my son that's in the Head Start program.
Most of the families served by Head Start are at or below the federal poverty guidelines. The agency focuses on kids 5 and under. Centers offer childcare, social services, and meals. That's why this indefinite closure is worrisome for parents like Germany.
I just hope that, you know, this pandemic will soon pass because, you know, the children are the one that are really affected by it. And I just would love to see these challenges go away so children can get back in school and start learning with the teachers.
Dion Banks is Director of Community Development for Head Start.
We do know that the impact is great on the community right now. We are currently assessing our operations on how to assist in specific areas for our families.
She and her staff are directing parents to their local school districts to find out where meals are being served while Head Start is closed. I'm Stella Chavez in Dallas.